It turns out the FAA was breaking its own staffing rules when a plane crashed at a Kentucky airport on Sunday. 49 people died in the crash of that Comair jet. According to the FAA, the lone air traffic controller was doing work that was supposed to be divided between two people. The manager who made the schedule was trying to follow a different directive, one emphasizing efficiency. Over the past 3 years, the number of air traffic controllers at the airport has dropped by nearly a quarter. NPR's Frank Langford has our story.
The air traffic controller on duty Sunday morning at Lexington's Bluegrass Airport was working on 2 hours sleep. He was also all alone, managing both radar and ground control. That violated an FAA policy that said the duties had to be separated for safety reasons. The FAA had reiterated the policy last year after an overworked controller in Raleigh put two planes at the same altitude. But the FAA manager in Lexington kept the duties in the hands of one person because he was also trying to stick to a new efficiency push at the agency. Laura Brown is a spokeswoman for the FAA.
It was a technical violation, but it was at a time when they had very, very few operations. And the manager is also working with policy that says we want you to staff to traffic.
The FAA says it's been pushing for greater efficiency in the wake of budget cuts and as it prepares to replace thousands of air traffic controllers expected to retire in the coming years.
We know that there's a wave of retirements coming up. It's part of planning for that wave of retirements is to get a good sense of where we're going to have controllers retiring, where they hit the mandatory retirement age.
The reason for the rash of retirements stretches back to 1981. That's when air traffic controllers went on strike and President Reagan fired them. Afterwards, the government hired thousands of new workers who'll be starting to retire in droves in the coming years. Some aviation experts say having an extra controller in the Lexington Tower could have stopped the pilot turning onto the wrong runway and crashing.
It would have made a difference.
That's Paul Siz. He's a retired professor of aerospace engineering at St. Louis University. He says an extra person increases the likelihood that they might scan the runway before takeoff and notice the mistake. Leaving one person in the tower, he says, was a bad idea.
That's not efficiency. They are the traffic cop for the airport. You don't want the traffic cop distracted when he's directing traffic. I think that's a major problem. You at least need two people in the tower.
But other safety experts doubt an extra controller would have mattered. The controller's job is to direct the pilot to the right runway, but not visually confirm the plane has actually gotten there. And the FAA says there were just 6 to 8 flights between midnight and 6 a.m., a light load. Gregory Fife is a retired investigator with the National Transportation Safety Board.
This accident could still have happened if you had 2, 3, or even 4 controllers in the tower, because if each of those respective controllers is doing some sort of administrative type duty and their attention isn't necessarily focused out the window at a particular time, then, of course, the accident would not have been prevented.
A controller retired last spring from Lexington. Instead of replacing him, the FAA manager tried unsuccessfully to get an air traffic center in Indianapolis to pick up the radar work. Officials say the current staff of 19 is enough to manage the Lexington facility. But the FAA also says it plans to hire 3 new controllers at the airport in the next year. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.